We're back.
And we're back. Welcome back to another episode of Scary Movie and Chill. I'm your co-host, Bonds, with a farty Charles Barkley.
That's why his butt's hanging off the bed there.
He's
hanging his butt off because it's like he's just...
He's toot-rific right now. He's resting. He's all gassed up.
Yep.
And ready to party. It's a farty party.
Exactly. Full gas.
Scoping the toys. Ooh, is she going to go lay by you? Nope. She's out of
rubber face on my shoes.
Yeah, get in there. Nasty gal. And you are. All right, what's new with you, Michael? Michael, what's new with you? Let's have something good.
We got I got some work starting in a few days. Wait, there it is.
The wait is over. The anticipation has anticipated.
Right. So I got that. One of our
really likes your shoes.
One of our, you know,
stink.
Yeah, exactly. Because I walked through
socks.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I walked through the rain at one point. That rainy water, so it's covered with, you know, all the funky smells outdoors.
Anyways,
long time listener, Wes, coming out on Friday as well. And then
friend of the pod.
Yeah, and my gal pal came, and she's here visiting.
Your gal pal? What are you, 10?
What are you, 10?
Gal pal? Jesus Christ. Michael has a girlfriend, and he hasn't been talking about her because he's fucking weird.
Because it's none of your business.
I already know about it.
Well, no, because that's, I say, we're surprising.
You don't say anything.
We're surprising.
You're fucking weird about it. I'm like, what's going on? It's too chuck, bro. I don't want it. It's...
Charles is going to go nutso. So, oh, yeah. And that's been fun. We had a few adventures.
What'd you do, Michael? Michael, what did you do?
We went to Topgolf with my golf buddy and his fiance. Oh. You might call it a double date.
Couples. A couple double things. Date. Look at Michael doing couple things.
And that was fun.
Double dates.
And then.
And then they're tag teaming in the bedroom.
He was no
swapping.
No, if we're swapping, we're doing it. We're doing a Topgolf bathroom.
A nasty.
it's purely bathroom weird shit.
Okay.
All right.
Ew.
We went to a movie today. And this is just a little preview into, we'll call this segment, just how dumb is Mike? And listen to this. So
we don't need a segment for that.
Yes, we do. It's called How
Very
Dumb.
Very evident on every episode. How? Well,
here it is.
It's loud and clear.
I just wrote a song. It's called How Dumb Is Mike? And
what'd you do this time?
Oh man! So I was sent the There's like a Guy Ritchie movie coming out with like Henry Cavill and some folks, and it's like based on a true story with. From like World War II. And I somehow confused that with the other Henry Cavill movie that came out.
Superman?
No, Argyle. That movie Argyle. And it is in no way the same fucking movie. But I was convinced.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right.
Are you making up movies?
No, I was convinced the movie that we were going to see, Argyle, was the movie from the trailer that she sent me a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And like even during the movie I was like, I think this is supposed to be like based on some sort of like real life events, the movie that I thought is, but this one we were watching,
you sat through
is
the
not,
whole thing and were confused the whole
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I was like very confused.
You didn't,
I was like,
look on your phone?
Well, no, because I'm not looking at my phone in the movie theater. And I was sitting there and I was like, I don't understand what's going on, because there's supposed to be this other actor in it as well.
Michael.
And I was like, that's weird. He's not showing up. And then Sam Rockwell's in this, and I don't remember him in that. And I was just like, I don't understand what's going on. This is obviously
just
not
another
based
day in the life.
Yeah, I was like, this is not based on
pierogi.
Any fucking movie. And then we get out, and I was like, what movie am I thinking? Like, what movie did I think we were going to see? Because I didn't think we were going to see that. No, it's some other. It's called the
Anatomy of a Fall.
Extraordinary, like Gentleman of Bad Warfare or something. I don't know.
What? Michael, you need to pay attention.
Yeah, something's happening. I think the ringing in my ears has started early onset dementia.
Oh.
I think I'm going to, in the next...
Michael's going to be in a home.
In the next 10 years, I'll
Home on the range.
No, in the next 10 years, I'll be the perfect presidential candidate. Oh, another zinger. Another zinger. Dementia jokes and presidential jokes. Zingers. Nonstop.
Fascinating story, Michael.
I know.
All right.
And then...
what's new with me?
And then, then we got... you know, like I said, we got longtime listener Wesley coming in, and we're in.
We guys gonna do?
It's gonna be a full. There's gonna be a whole. There's a full family gonna be living in my apartment.
In your sticky place.
There's a
Michael's
bed,
sticky palace.
There's a
Everything
bedroom.
Is sticky.
There's a bedroom.
And there's hairs everywhere. You better clean that fucking toilet, Michael. I swear to God. Fucking skid marks and your hairs everywhere. You better scour it.
They have to
learn. You better pay someone.
What do you think? What do you think?
Because I've seen what you're cleaning in quotes.
Who do you think's been staying with me? You think I didn't do that for?
I doubt it. How many times has she complained about your hairs and your skid marks?
None. None.
I think you're lying.
None.
You hired someone to clean.
I cleaned it.
You paid someone to do it.
I didn't pay anybody.
You don't do a very good job. Right. Your floors are always sticky.
That's the thing. It's the thing that I use to clean.
Michael. Yeah, throw it out. Get a new one because your floor is sticky as hell.
It's top of the line.
It's like a fly trap.
Top of the line.
My socks get stuck in there.
It's pine salt. It's pine salt.
Anyways.
Whatever. So yeah, we got some stuff going on when they come into town, and then. And then once everybody is out and I got the place back to myself, then it's pack mode.
Crack
it's no, it's pack mode. Oh. It's when I'm going to start
Michael's packing up.
I got
and shipping off.
Yeah, started my buddy who's
to Montagna.
My buddy who's going to sell me his mom's car.
Yeah.
Sent me some photos. Car looks good.
Your cruiser?
Yeah, car looks good, and we
Do
agreed
you have, like a rack on top.
We got a good price. Let me see here. What has it got? Yeah, it's got a little bit of a rack I can attach to.
You can put one of those things like I have on top of it and pack it full of shit.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm gonna. I got a bunch of stuff. So
load that puppy up.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Leather seats and shit.
Cool.
So yeah, it's looking good. And the winter's already came. That was like the first thing I was like. I know I may only have this car for a couple of years, but I'm fucking tinting the shit out of these. I hate. My car doesn't now, and it gets so, it's just so fucking hot. And it's like, and then when you're driving, and just if the sun is even.
Michael, you could have paid to get them tinted.
I know. But that's what I'm saying. He's like, that's what I was saying about this car.
Okay.
I was like, because this one, I just waited too long. And then I was like, I'm going to be getting rid, like, it's not worth it at this point.
Yeah.
Because whatever. And so this one, I was like, I'll probably get them tinted immediately.
How long have
you had it? This car?
Yeah.
Like 7 years.
7 years.
6 years, something like that. Way too long. I shouldn't have had it this long, which I wouldn't have had had 2020 not.
Because I had my Jetta from 2000. I think I got it in 2013.
I was gonna get rid of it in 2020, but then remember all that shit happened with the car market, and so like used cars and new cars were basically the same price, and it was also way too expensive. I'm not gonna pay you know $25,000 for a 14-year-old car. You know.
Yeah, I bought my car at the right time. I really got
a good
deal
on it. You lucked in. Yeah. So, but yeah. So then, as soon as he gets all that, you know, estate stuff settled with the state,
when are you getting it?
I don't know. There's like a whole process of making him the executor.
Probate.
Yeah, making him the executor. Then he sends it in and basically signs the car over to himself. Then once he is able to do all that stuff, then he has to get a title for himself. And then only when the title's in his name, he can sell me the car.
Bureaucratic BS.
I know. And they're like, it could take. Three weeks. It could also take 4 months.
Where does
and I'm
he
like,
live? Small town?
No, everything is happening in Georgia because that's where his mom is.
In a small town or?
Yeah. Cherokee County.
It could process quicker than
potentially.
You think.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they said. There is a big possibility that it could.
Swear, but I feel like anything outside of LA is going
to
be.
Right. But it's also if they decide to work slow, it'll go slow. But other than that, not a whole lot going on.
Exciting.
So the movie we're watching this week. Oh, all right, Bonnie. What is what's new with you,
Michael?
That's a new segment I'm gonna do. I'm gonna sing.
No,
Yes.
Don't sing.
I just did, and that's a new thing.
For the love of God.
Alrighty.
My God.
Let's sing with Bonnie.
Well, we've had some new developments in Casa de Bonds and Charles and Vivi. I'm out of here.
What do you mean?
I gave my notice. I'm out of here.
Out of this place?
Yeah.
You're moving?
Yep.
To where?
New York.
When?
Soon.
Well, clearly.
Just kidding.
I was like,
look at your face. Michael's about to shit himself. No, not yet. But I learned in my new class that I took on Saturday so I have three classes that I have to take in order to complete everything and be done. Mm-hmm. And my professor, I signed up for two. And I didn't take a third because I was like, I'll just take it when it's fall, when it's like next offered, right? Not knowing that he only does it in springtime.
Oh.
So had I not signed up last minute for that class, I would have had to wait until next spring, or I graduate in next June.
But now you're going to be graduating this June.
But now I'm done because I talked to him. I waited after class and I was like, I just wanted to confirm like that you don't offer it another time other than spring. And he was like, yeah. And I'm like, well, is it too late to get into to this semester? And he's like, no.
What do I have to do to get into your class?
Shut up, Michael.
I'll do anything.
He's like, send me an email on Monday. But then I had a problem with, there's like a hold on my account because I had an outstanding balance for my classes mm-hmm. that I hadn't paid.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was on Monday, I spent the morning emailing the business office to see how much I had to pay in order to release the hold.
You gotta got to send that. Us $400 in Amazon gift cards.
And we'll like, give you. I ended up paying like $700, I think. Yeah, it was kind of a big balance, but I got that done. They released the hold, and then I emailed the professor. He gave me the code. There wasn't an issue, because remember before, he had to like override some prerequisites.
Yeah.
So I'm in the class. I missed the first Thursday, but that's usually just like going over syllabus, so it's not anything.
I always hate those classes.
So I'm in class Monday nights, Thursday, and Saturday, and then I'm done. And then I can petition to graduate.
Whoop, whoop. Look at that.
And they have to like double check all my transcripts and make sure I've satisfied all the requirements. Uh-huh. And then I graduate in June.
That'd be cool. Like, I mean, with what?
I'm done with my associates. I'm done with my paralegal certificate.
So is there going to be like a graduation ceremony?
Yeah.
Are you going to wear
that's
a big old cap and gown?
That's what you do when you graduate, Michael. You get invited to a ceremony and all this stuff. And I got to figure out.
Are you and, what you and your friends going to go? Are you going to walk?
Friends? What do you mean?
You going to walk, Bonnie? Bring Charles? Make him wear a thing?
No. I don't know. I have to figure out, like, I got to talk to someone and see exactly what all the steps are for that. But I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be done. And then I'm like, it's just like, you know, I was thinking like it was probably going to be by fall and now it's like sooner. And so it's like, now I really need to like start looking jumps and
try to figure out what to
so potentially I could be
out of here by in the summer
by the end of the year.
Yeah.
So and I always see like winter is the best time to move to New York because people
no one wants it's to the move. Best time because no one
in
does
York,
it
there's like usually slightly better deals on places and you know there's more apartments available.
Yeah,
but I'm looking like every day on Zillow at like places, but I'll have a better idea after my visit next month when I can scope the neighborhoods that I'm interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can really
lock it in.
Yeah. So I'm pretty excited about that.
That'll be fun.
But you know, as a result of that, it's like messed up my work schedule. So now I have to be in the office Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. And Friday at lunch was when I was doing my therapy and I can't do that.
Can't do that in the cafeteria?
There's no cafeteria. We have lounges.
Oh.
I'm not going to go to the lounge and I can't do it at work because some days are
it's too much.
A blowout. So
it's too much.
I can't do that. I can't be at like sobbing at work. So I told her, I had to email her and be like, well, basically I can only do Thursdays because I don't think she works on Mondays. And she messaged me back asking if I could do two, and I can't do that. So I think I might have to be putting the therapy on pause until
It's only a couple months.
End of semester.
I think you can handle that.
I think I can too. And also, that would be like, nice to save a little more money, you know, in the meantime, because that adds up.
Mm-hmm.
I was going like every Friday.
Yeah.
I've only missed like a couple, maybe two sessions since I started in last July.
Yeah.
So that could be good.
And yeah. that's all I've done the past 8.5 months is like just, I cut out like a bunch of shit to save. And
what'd you cut out, Michael?
Well, I mean, I cut out like the Pilates shit and consolidated some other shit. And just like, you know, all the subscriptions where you just like when you got a bunch of money coming in
because
you're working.
Yeah, I canceled ClassPass because I'm just like, I'll do this. I have this month and then I just canceled it because it's like, I just want to focus on paying down, saving, and like getting rid of all my stuff.
That's what I'm going to do with.
I'm really not trying to take anything with me. I'm just going to get rid of everything and take clothes.
Yeah, honestly. That's what I did.
And my art.
So that's the game plan there.
Yeah, we're trying to get out this bitch.
I know.
It's crazy.
I'm spending this whole...
The time is...
Yeah, now that I'm like back here, I'm
really... The end is nigh.
Right, I'm going to work out like ways to really focus on, you know, trying to make my money work for me, you know? Because I just don't want to be in that position again where you're just nervous, you know? So, anyways,
we are going to watch a cult classic that I've never seen before.
I haven't either, and I'm surprised I haven't seen it.
I feel like this is kind of Valentine's Day coded, maybe.
Maybe, yeah, yeah.
I think that just because, like, in the promo stuff, she's wearing that jacket that has pink or red hearts on it.
Yeah, it's, like, red.
We're watching the 2009 horror film, Jennifer's Body.
I'm very, very reluctant.
Jennifer's Body?
To agree to this movie because of...
He doesn't want to hear me say that.
Because I don't want to hear her say it a million times. Even Charles is trying to sleep and he can't do it. You can't do it. Alrighty, so
Jennifer is peeping.
We got Megan Fox.
Okay, so
is Jennifer.
There she is. I thought she was looking through the window.
Are you sure that's her? Yeah, it's her.
Yeah.
And then Amanda Seyfried. And then who's that like doughy looking boy that they were talking to? Oh my God, Tony Little.
Remember that?
Remember Tony Little? Oh my God.
What was the name of that machine? Amanda Seyfried is watching our girl Megan Fox through her window. So the synopsis of this movie, is she into coils? A newly possessed cheerleader turns into a killer who specializes in offing her male classmates. Hell yeah.
Okay, so this girl's already... So Amanda Seyfried's starting off in a mental institution.
How do you know it's a mental institution,
loco.
Michael, how do you know? Could just be a hospital.
Because it looks like
could
your room.
Outpatient.
It looks like your
could
room.
Be real, but rehabilitation.
Like your room.
Yeah, right.
Psycho.
I don't have toys in my room. What are you nuts?
What are you nuts? Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You got toys all over the fucking place.
No, I don't.
Bonnie, I'm looking at toys. I'm looking at toys.
We're in the living
everywhere.
Room.
Everywhere.
This is Charles's domain.
These are Charles's toys.
I don't have toys in my room. This is a 2009 horror comedy. And the cast is, like we said, Megan Fox, Amanda Seyfried, Adam Brody, Johnny Simmons?
Chris Pratt's in it. Scars all over her body.
Kyle Gallner. Amy Sedaris. Okay.
Oh, I like Amy Sedaris. Who's this doughy boy? He's just like that weird kid that
is
just like...
to be her brother?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Oh, she's in a corrections
facility.
Why
would I know? I haven't seen this before. Oh, women's correctional? Oh my God. Speaking of, I've been fucking obsessively watching that trial of, is it Adam Montgomery?
That weirdo that killed those people or something around here? That
no,
TikTok guy?
The guy that killed his fucking dog, his little girl.
I don't know.
Something Montgomery. They have like live trial footage.
Right.
And his ex, or no, they're still married. His wife is in prison too, but for like a different thing. But they were together when he killed the little girl. It's so gnarly. It's like kind of hard to watch. Honestly, but like it's whoa, Amanda Seyfried just kicked us.
She's kicked somebody literally across the table.
Holy fuck, she's a badass.
Yeah, she's a real raging bitch. She's
holy shit. Wow, that woman lost a tooth. This is juvenile. This is just juvenile. First of all,
the fact that like you got these dudes that can't contain this.
Not a teenage girl, they can't. Yeah, you know how much rage is inside of a teenage girl, Michael? You'd be surprised.
I
still have it inside me.
I lived with two of them.
I like Amanda Seyfried. I think she does
possessed too.
She does some good stuff.
Yeah, she does.
You ever watch that show Big Love? She's really good in that.
Mm, I don't think so.
It's actually a really good show. Surprisingly good.
I don't really have the attention span to get into shows anymore these days.
Oh, geez, because you're a TikTok monster. I feel like this was like a style of movie for a long time where it was just like everybody had like these voiceovers.
Yeah, it's typical like teen movie.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Classic
yeah.
teen movie kind of shite. Look at that butthole water, Michael.
Yeah, that's right. Remember I sent you that picture of those tornado eggs, and you immediately said they look like buttholes. Butthole eggs.
Oh, yeah, I think this has a good soundtrack, too. This song's on my playlist. The director is Karen Kusama, and it grossed at the box office $31.6 million. Michael.
Okay.
It was released on September 18th, 2009.
It's crazy that, I mean, Megan Fox still kind of looks, even Amanda Seyfried still kind of looks the same.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they didn't really, I mean, they've gotten older, obviously.
Megan Fox now has just a little too much filler. Just a little bit.
Of course, this is back in the early 2000s.
Gotta be careful with the filler people.
Where you basically give pretty girls glasses and ratty hair. And
that makes them ugly.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, you fucking ugly bitch.
Uggo. Hey, four-eyed Uggo.
Yeah, you fucking.
You're not gonna suck these nuts.
He's just like, but I will.
It was written by Diablo Cody. Oh, they're friends. They're friends.
Yeah.
What was the last movie she was in?
Who? Megan Fox? I don't know.
Is it me or did she kind of cool it with the...
I think there was something somewhat recent that she like popped up in.
Megan Fox is 37.
What?
She's 37.
Oh.
I want to see her front butt.
You said almost see.
Yikes.
There's like this type of guy in these movies in like the early 2000s where it was like
dough faced.
Yeah, exactly. There's like real doughy and just kind of like, just like generic
she just
looking.
Kind of looks like a doll now.
Yeah.
She's got
exactly.
Like that fake kind of doll look, like almost anime maybe. I don't know, but I don't think she looked good before she did all that too. Mm-hmm. So.
But that's a problem. Sometimes you look too good when you're young,
sometimes
and then
you
as
get
you start
a little
to age,
of the dysmorph and you do too much.
Yeah, once you start aging, some people start getting a little freaky.
Whoa! Remember those belts?
You mean the belt that I still have?
Ew! You would. He kind of looks like David Dobrik.
A little like that, but he also looks like that one guy who was in a bunch of movies. The member Can't Hardly Wait. The guy who is chasing after Jennifer Love Hewitt. Yeah. He looks like Ethan Embry, yeah. He looks like
follow him on Twitter.
He looks like a puffy faced version of that.
He's still a babe.
Is he?
Yeah.
What?
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I feel like I should get it because
that reminds me of a skit on SNL when they're like it was like a skit where they're like pillow fighting or something, but like the one girl was like really like kicking their ass and they're like, jeez. Does that ring a bell for you?
No.
Like they're like, oh my God, hee hee hee. And then one of them just like fucking launches this girl across the room.
You're thinking of the hot chick with Rob Schneider.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
My bad.
I mean, he was an SNL member.
Ew.
I've never had a pickled egg.
Michael, I dare you.
I actually meant to look up the other day how to make them.
Like it's vinegar and pickles, isn't it?
I don't know.
Don't you pickle stuff?
Did I send you that thing for a pickled dip? Where it's like
It's basically, that was someone else.
It was like ranch. Ranch dip and like pickles. I don't like
ranch.
Well, either way, it was a really delicious. It was delicious.
Like ranch in this house.
It was really delicious. Right. I also made boiled peanuts again.
Boof.
But don't say that. I left you a big old bowl of them.
Boof.
And you ate them.
And they gave me heartburn.
I don't know why.
They're just too salty.
No, this one was just perfect. And guess what? I mixed in that Trader Joe's pickle seasoning with it.
Oh.
And so the pickle, the peanuts. Stuff
makes me gassy.
Oh, God.
There's something in it. That
maybe that's what it was.
Don't sit right.
Because I think
might be milk in it.
I made that for the Super Bowl party I went to.
Oh, and look at you,
Bonnie.
Michael's going to Super Bowl parties. He's going to movies. He's just gallivanting around town.
I got back from that party, and
you blew everything.
No, my stomach was like out to here, and it was so like tight. And I was like, I don't understand what's happening.
What happened?
It was like
too much dairy, soy.
Something happened. Whatever it was, everything that I ate mixed together inside of my body.
You blew up your bathroom for a while.
It wasn't even. It was literally just air.
Full of gas.
Yeah, my body.
You didn't toot. You had to let it out.
Right, but the thing is, like, it was not like I was holding anything in, like the whole. You know, it's not like the gases were
building up.
It was just building and building, and I just didn't. I was
just touching her boobs.
Yeah, I didn't feel it or nothing. And then I get home and I was like, what the fuck. And then apparently all night it was just
you're ripping ass all night with apparently. With your gal pal.
Yeah.
And she stayed with you. Wow. Things are serious. Cause I could never put up with that.
Cause you're like if anybody's gonna spend all night fucking
Charles farts and I don't care.
Mm-hmm. And then
he's loud.
Because he learned it's from you. He learned it from all you. Right.
Oh, is this Adam Brody?
Yeah.
Wow, he's wearing eyeliner. What a babe. Hubba, hubba.
I feel like Adam Brody kind of always plays the same character a little bit.
He's kind of like smarmy guy, right?
Well, he's always a little bit like of the comedic relief. He's always kind of just a little, very lighthearted.
I'll play Hello Titty with the bartender. I love it. Oh my God, I'm listening to Mark Lanegan's memoir. His life
Who?
Is so gnarly. Mark Lanegan from Screaming Trees.
I still don't know.
The lead singer of Screaming Trees, Michael.
I don't know what that.
Oh my God.
Wait, she can hear them from there?
She's listening.
Those shots are always weird. I hate when movies do those shots.
I like it. Oh, she just ruined it for her friend.
What a cock block. Friend's a bitch.
Let her figure it out on her own.
Yeah.
Whoa, look at that shot. Red, white, and blue.
She's talking about butt fucking.
She gave up her butt virginity.
She had to sit on a bag of peas because he fucked her asshole so hard.
Peas serve two purposes, Michael.
In and out.
In my rice dish and good for your bum hole. Is he trying to be like the Killers?
Who knows?
Kind of looks like the guy from The Killers.
No.
Who's Bonnie. A total babe, too.
Oh.
Babe. Oh, my God. I saw the funniest TikTok yesterday. It was of an episode of 90210 when... What was his character's name? David Silver? Brian Austin Green's character.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
When he's singing.
Oh, I mean...
Oh, my God, Michael.
Speaking of that, and he was married to Megan Fox.
Yeah, he was. But wow. He's singing, and his voice is like, he's all like,
yeah, I guess he'd be a whisper singer.
And like the caption of the video was like, but why was he singing in that voice?
Is that what the caption said?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'll have to send it to you.
That's really funny.
It's really funny because doing
the caption
this,
on the TikTok. I thought you were saying the actual like TV captions were like, even the person captioning it was like, what the fuck?
No, because he like went in this like weird high-pitched whispery register.
I would have guessed. This song sounds exactly like what 2009 songs would sound like.
I don't remember just, like, 2009.
It's like slow music, whiny.
I was full of trauma. Oh, yeah. It's a little emo,
and
right?
Yeah, super like emo type stuff.
I think her friend's in love with her. I think Amanda Seyfried is like obsessed with her.
Maybe. Charles, you want to come up here? Charles, you want to come up? Charles, you want to? Charles?
Charles, get up
Charles,
there.
Charles, come I see how it is, Charles. Fuck you.
Michael, what are you going to do for tomorrow's Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
What are you going to do, Michael? You got some plans, Michael? Michael, what are you going to do? You get some stuff. What are you doing? You going to go see another movie? You should go see True Romance at the New Beverly. Oh, shit. This place is catching on fire.
Yeah. We're gonna wing it. We got some breakfast plans.
Oh, Valentine's Day breakfast. Yeah.
Oh God! Like this thing is igniting fast, and it like everybody's just standing around, just burning.
No one's trying to run.
That guy just got slammed. A fucking classic rafter fell and just squished him. This guy. It did.
Oh, they're in the bathroom. Oh, they're going out the bathroom window. Good idea, Goyles. Oh no, is the singer gonna fucking nice tights.
Yeah, she's a very peculiar outfit.
I love it.
Oh, she's like, my ass is too fat. I can't get through this. It's still swollen from when that guy butt.
Oh, Michael.
My butt cheeks will fit, but not my anus. There's,
someone's walking while fire.
She's possessed. She did it.
What? Jennifer did it or Amanda? Yeah. Oh my God. Love it. Classic.
What? Like, it's so weird that he, like, was just out there waiting. Did he start it?
I wonder. Because it was like a rag or something that fell from the ceiling, right? It was on
fire? Something.
Or maybe he's possessed and he's going to pass it to her.
Yeah.
Because she's in the fucking shagging wagon right now. Yeah.
She's going in that van with a bunch of dudes. They're gonna take turns.
There ain't no way I'd let my friend go alone with some guy in a fucking van.
What are you gonna do?
I'd go with her.
Yeah, no, you're not.
Be a real Debbie Downer.
You know you're not Bonnie because you know why? Look at her. She's got glasses and ratty hair. She's a fucking loser. Shut up, Michael. She's too much of a nerd to fucking go.
Uh-oh. What is she looking at?
I don't even think there's lenses in those glasses.
Yeah, there are.
No, there's not.
Oh, I thought you could see the reflection earlier.
Nope. That's probably where they
ain't
popped him
no
out.
Ain't no way. They're going to fucking run a train on her friend, and she's just letting her go. Lady, you need to sack up.
These people are going to be trying to shove balls and butts. You know what I mean?
What? Is that a thing? Can people really do that?
I don't know. Sure. Why not? If there's a butthole loose enough, somebody's going to try and shove their balls in it.
Michael.
You think you can't fucking work that open?
God, I feel like I'm gonna barf. I want to hear about balls in your butthole.
I don't put balls in my butthole.
That's not what I heard, Michael.
I bet Buddy Longballs could probably sit on his.
What? Who?
If you're Longballs,
if you got
long balls, I bet you could sit on them.
My ex. He was trying to be really funny.
He was trying to be really funny. He showed me his long balls.
No, I saw enough of those. He commented on those pictures that I posted from the curb pop-up. He was like, he's so stupid. Like, he's like, how is it? And then I was like doing that. I replied with,
what was it? I don't know. It's coffee.
Pretty. Because there's that clip of what's his face doing it. And he's like, oh, good job or something. And I'm like, any fucking Larry David fan would know that. Like, what are you doing? Why are you like this?
Yeah.
He's so annoying. Oh,
this
God.
Is like the fact that they just like popped out and they're just like chilling outside and people were literally on fire behind them and burning.
Yeah.
And then
the band took off.
Yeah, and then people were leaving the band just like, hey, this chick's hot. Let's butt fuck her.
Manscara. She said cheese and fries. Oh.
What a nerd.
She's so wholesome.
Look at those flare jeans.
I just bought flares.
Oh, God. Flares aren't cool, Bonnie.
They never went out, Michael. And they are back. I'm going to wear them tomorrow to the Valentine's Day.
What is
show
that? What is that party you're going to?
Huh?
What is the thing you're going to?
I'm going to see Guys We Fucked Live at the Comedy Store. Where's Jennifer?
When does her house have
Where's Jennifer's
vines Michael, all over the place? Stop.
Michael.
Stop.
Nice flip phone.
Uh-oh. I wish we could go back to the days of flip phones. I'm sick and tired of this
shit. You
can
still get them.
I'm sick and tired of this shit.
You can still get them.
I thought about doing that.
But also, why would she fuck with her? She was trying to, like, tell her not to go with those guys, so I haven't.
Well, because now she's possessed. Remember? Remember?
True.
You pay attention.
Amanda Seyfried is walking around her house cautiously.
It's crazy because I don't. Like, all I remember when I saw, like, ads for this was it was all Megan Fox. I had no clue. Like, when you said Amanda Seyfried was in this, it blew my mind. And Chris Pratt and Adam Brody. I mean, she's going to close the door. Somebody's going to be behind that door. Okay, never mind. Somebody's going to jump out. I just know it.
Jump scale. Oh, my God. Michael's all freaked out.
I can't.
You look like you're clenching.
Somebody's going to come through the window.
Shit.
She is literally a bloody mess. Oh, because she probably killed them. She killed them. She's covered in blood.
She's covered in blood.
Why would you show up? These people that, like, she shows up and she's just standing there and she's asking her a question and she's not saying a fucking word. I'd be like, don't just come and scare me and not tell me what happened. Don't tell me what's up.
So creepy.
Something definitely happened.
Oh, she's eating a rotisserie.
Rotisserie chickens are delicious.
Oh, okay. She just growled.
What?
She just threw up black sludge.
The fuck?
The body parts in it?
Oh, no. It's like, if, first of all, got enough milk back there? Jesus Christ, there's like 5 gallons.
People were into dairy, Michael.
She's dead.
Oh, shit.
Nerd.
Are they gonna bomb?
So is she like a vampire or something? Maybe she possesses her. What's on her neck now? She's got something on her neck.
It's just blood, right?
Well, no, look, it was something else.
Classic 2009 purse in the rubble of the fire.
How can you tell it's a classic 2009 purse?
Oh, I can tell.
To a crisp.
I can tell. It was green and it was a shoulder bag.
A little piggy horse.
A maquette. Why are there maquettes in every movie?
They're called machetes.
Maquette. Amanda Seyfried has some childhood trauma.
Apparently.
That keeps resurfacing.
And then where she's best friends with Jennifer as a child.
Ugh. Gross.
I remember.
She's licking another girl's blood.
Grody. I remember when I was a little kid, some kid was saying, like, he scraped his hand and his.
Jennifer's back and she's not covered in blood.
And she, This kid had, like, cut himself and was bleeding, and he started, like, licking the blood, and I was like, ew, gross. He's like, no, you're supposed to do that. If you you drink the blood so it goes back into your body.
Okay, kid. Like, and then Michael was backed, like, away slowly and called the cops.
I was like, I don't think that's how that works. They, like, did some serious, like, airbrushing on her face, too. Her face is literally, like, flawless.
Well, maybe she's flawless after eating those dudes.
She's not scrubbing. She's just moving the sludge around.
Yeah, she is. Kind of like what you do in your kitchen, Michael.
Nope.
That's what your kitchen floor looks like, Michael. Hope you clean that up before your friends show up. Michael.
Oh, shit.
No, who is that?
J.K. Simmons. He was the one crushed.
They lost 8 students that literally didn't run out of the place. And they stood there. Like,
well, it's also 8 students and a bunch of teachers and parents all were going to see this piece of shit band, emo band.
Small town things, Michael. Oh, God. This jock is crying.
Oh, my God.
He's got a hook for a hand. The teacher's got a hook for a hand.
What is, you know, that's going to come back later and something fucked up. She's probably going to kill him with that hook or something.
Totally 2009. I was going to say
2009 hair and 2009.
Swoopy bang.
And this kid's hair, this kid was like early emo. It was like right before like that emo look, where like before, like, you know, remember when people would wear their hats and they'd have that and they'd push their like their hair in front of their face and put the hat on, you know?
I think this is like after that.
I can't remember the, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe that was like a 2004, 2005 thing.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that to be.
I don't tell whoppers, she said.
He also said he's not a dill hole, so. It's so weird that there's this massive like tragedy, but like the way that it was treated at the time isn't the same as they're treating it now. Like everybody was like, it was very just the fact that it's, you know, she just, they all left and went home and it didn't seem as though anybody hung out and waited for the cops or, you know, made sure, you know, waited for an ambulance to make sure that everyone's okay or anything like that. It was just people running around on fire.
You know it, babe.
Something's going to happen to this football player. That was a big shot for this kid.
He's real emo.
There's that screamo type of metal. She is totally hitting on this guy who kind of looks like
he's real.
Babe Ruth.
Baby Huey. A grief bang.
He's gonna get a banana. That's how you, that's how story wise you're gonna know that she's different. Cause usually she likes to bang. But this time she's gonna sit on that tree trunk and wrap her butthole around.
Michael, you're disgusting. I'm kind of obsessed with crows.
Yeah. You think?
What?
You sent me a crow text earlier.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I was making fun of you talking to your neighbor. Don't you remember that skit? What?
Look at Charles. All these animals. That looks like Charles. Why are there beavers there?
Oh.
Out of all the animals that show up in these woodland creatures, they have two fucking beavers. Wozas. Oh. She can't. No, got belly button.
Whoa. She ripped his jersey.
Do we? Are we going to see her titties? We don't see her. We don't see her boobs, right? She never shows her boobs.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
She's jerking him while he talks about his dead friend. Whoa. Jennifer has a lot of teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Like I got a burn on his neck?
Maybe that was his way of saying like he's, you know, he's like, I've seen some things.
He just thinks he's creepy. He's like dying. Hilarious.
You'd wake up in the morning and
Michael, the teacher just found his body.
Oh, God.
Whoa. He was ripped.
Gross.
Open. The deer's eating his guts.
She just dropped a full sandwich on her ferret. Oh, Amy Sedaris is her mom.
Oh. I thought her mom was dead.
Amy Sedaris is really funny.
Yeah. She plays like a variety of characters.
Yeah. But then she, like, it's crazy. It's like almost more bizarre when she plays like a normal person, like the, you know, like she's not trying to be goofy or like a character or something. She's just, her eyes are like too big for the glasses. Like Amanda Seyfried has giant eyes and those glasses are, her eyes are almost bigger than the frames. Who is this?
Oh God.
Oh my God. That the, guy, this dad is not- Dobber from that coach.
He like is not even paying attention to his wife
Dobber
falling
from
over in grief.
Also,
is she naked?
Yeah.
Megan Fox is.
Yeah, I mean, this whole thing is about
swimming nude in
a
lake.
You know what I think they did? It is brilliant marketing. It's a movie called Jennifer's Body with Megan Fox, and you know you're going to get a bunch of teenage boys in there because they think they're going to see her naked, and we're clearly not.
Going to see her bum? Not
maybe.
Even her bum.
Nope.
No bum.
They tricked us. It's steam coming off her body? How is that possible? She's in a cold lake and it's cold outside?
She had to rinse the blood off.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like the early 2000s slang is probably going to go down to history as the absolute worst. Yeah. It's not even like, you know, you look at like something from the 1900s, you're like, maybe we bring back Do-Widdly or Piddly-Widdly or something, you know? Do-Widdly. You know, but like, this is like fucking goddamn moveon.org.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to listen to.
This makes me realize I now understand why society is the way it is by watching this movie and how human beings acted as human beings in the early 2000s.
We were also embarrassing during the early 2000s.
Because we thought we were innovative with our slang, our style, our music.
Jennifer is torching her tongue.
And it's going to heal. So we got to figure out, I guess we're going to find out what happened to her in that van.
Pubic inches. She wants to know how big his weenus is, Michael.
I know what that means.
Did you know?
Pubic inches is a weird. Let me translate for you. That's weird. They didn't rip him limb from limb because we saw his full body together.
That's how small town stories go, Michael. I used to have a sweater like that in high school.
I knew it. Remember, that was also the style in the 2000s, like a button up over a t-shirt, but it was also like short sleeve over short sleeve. That was cool shit, dude.
Maybe we should bring it back, Michael. Michael, maybe we should bring it back. Michael, maybe we should.
People with a torso shaped like pillows stuffed into t-shirts shouldn't bring styles back, Bonnie. So she's just like feeding off everybody's depression.
Jennifer's very happy. Everyone else is sad.
Do you think Megan Fox, do you think, is this like a chicken or egg? Like, do you think that she wanted to become an actor and it just happens that she was like really hot? Or it's that because she was really hot, everyone was like, hey, you should try your hand in acting. You should be in movies.
Didn't she start out as a model?
I don't know. I mean, it also wouldn't surprise me. Because I feel like that happens sometimes, you know, with, who else is that? There's somebody else where I know that, yeah, they started out as like models and then they started popping up as actors. Like Denise Richards, right?
She started as a model.
Yeah.
She was a teen model.
Yeah, like Jenny McCarthy and Pam Anderson.
Wow, she's from Tennessee.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
She's a little yokel.
Her dad was a parole officer and her mom, according to her, parents were very strict.
So this girl's name is Needy. She's looking tired.
In 2009, Fox was targeted by a group of fashion-motivated criminals known as the Bling Ring.
Yeah.
Who robbed her then-boyfriend, Brian Austin Green's home for access to Fox's possessions.
Did you never...
I didn't know she was part of that.
Oh, you didn't? Oh.
I'm very familiar with the Bling Ring in the movie.
Okay,
the story and everything. But I didn't know that she was someone that had her shit stolen.
So her first name is Needy?
Is it really?
Yeah. I gotta assume that's some sort of nickname. Yeah. Megan Fox is looking... Yeah, tired and
she
sick.
She looks a little... She needs to eat another body, Michael. She needs to feast on a body. She's craving a body, Michael.
Time out.
Her name is Anita, in quotes, Needy. Lesnicki.
Oh my God.
She thought Rocky Horror was a boxing movie. I want a t-shirt that says Devil's Kettle.
Oh, really? You can find one. Oh my God.
What did she say?
She says, I got a movie, Aquamarine. It's about a girl who's half sushi. A mermaid movie.
Wamp, wamp.
This movie was definitely, it feels like it written by a teenager.
You know the guy that made Kids? He's got an art exhibit going on right now.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know the movie Kids? The iconic movie Kids?
No.
What? You never saw the movie? Are you serious right now?
I literally have no clue what you're talking about.
You went to film school.
What are you talking about? Just tell me what you're talking about.
God. Sometimes I wonder about you, Michael. This movie? Kids?
I can't see the fucking...
Chloe 70?
No. I don't know.
It's the only one I care about from the movie. Who else was in it? Rosario Dawson. It's a 1995 American coming-of-age drama film directed by Larry Clark and written by Harmony Korine. He's having an art exhibit. I just saw it come up on TikTok.
What?
I'm going to go check it out. He makes weird shit. I'm into it.
He bought condoms. They're gonna fuck.
They're going to do it.
They're going to fuck. He's like, whoa. You just took your glasses off and you are pretty?
Uh-oh, he's going to take off her sweater.
He's going to...
And then her mom's going to come in and be like...
What are you doing?
The power of Christ compels you.
He's going to honk her hooters and she's got some...
Big ol' hooters.
Amanda Seyfried?
Yeah. Have you ever seen that? She's in that Linda Lovelace movie. She does a bunch of nudity in that.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Oy. Yeah, I'm kind of glad we're out of that stage.
Yeah, or like the weird like punk versions of like old songs.
Yeah.
Like we should take some Motown and turn it into like Blink 182 styles.
What are all these chords in his car?
Look at that.
Whoa, he's honking her boob.
He is literally honking them.
So we're going to see Seyfried's tatas and not Megan.
No, I don't think we saw hers until later in her career.
She's got massive ones now. She got them redone.
Seyfried?
No, Megan Fox.
Oh, yeah, Megan Fox has got some. All good.
This guy's gonna die.
Yeah, so his weird droopy eyes.
The way you
look. There's a lot of people nowadays. I feel like this is a look that people get. There's a new look that's becoming predominant where these people have these like sad, droopy, sleepy eyes.
How we live.
Hey!
How we die, Michael.
What is that? What are you saying?
Michael.
You say it one more time, I'm going to mute you for the rest of the fucking show. Your cat's over there scratching up a storm in my box.
How we live is how we die.
What is that?
It's the title of a book I rented from the library.
Oh my God. Bonnie's sitting here making a quote as though anyone would understand what
how
the fuck
we
she's
live
saying.
Is how we die.
Is that how they say it in the book? Is that?
No, Christina Hutchinson was talking about it on her podcast.
More things that no one knows what you're talking about. You expecting us to know?
Christina Hutchinson from Guys Who Fucked. She has her own podcast called The Voices in Our Head. She's talking about this book she read from the book, and she's like,
a book she read from the book.
Shut up. She's read an excerpt from the book on her podcast.
Got it.
She was talking about how the title is kind of ridiculous, and so her and her boyfriend were doing that, like. Saying, because they're like, it sounds like some British person would be saying it, like, and just
like a Robin
sound
Leech.
Like pretend. Yeah, so they were both taking turns doing it, and then she did it on the podcast. It was so funny; it was stuck in my head. I'm so glad I get to see them tomorrow on the show.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah,
is it just gonna be a bunch of?
It's sold out.
Is it
gonna
be
in the main
bunch
room?
They're just bitching about being
no.
They're on Valentine's.
You've never
Day.
Been to their show. You
I've been
know.
To their show.
You didn't go to the Guys We Fucked live.
Yeah? Uh-huh.
No, you didn't. I went last time. I went by myself.
No, and then there's that one time we went to that really small venue. Remember?
It wasn't we Guys We Fucked. Whoa, they did it.
No, oh, they're about
they're
to.
They're about to.
Right now, she's pushing her hooters up against his belly.
Oh, she told that. So Jennifer told the emo guy to go to an abandoned or a house under construction.
Right.
Goodness.
So that way, so now she's got plausible deniability, so she'll be like, well, he never showed up at my place. When he shows up dead.
Listen to the music. She's set in the mood. Is she gonna catch this thing on fire too?
Oh, that's probably you're probably right. She's probably gonna burn the house down. Look at these little like half hoodies.
They're cropped, Michael.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Oh. She's got like three layers on, and one of those layers is her belly. Listen to this wuss. He's trying to go after this girl, and he's like, do you even know my last name? Oh, God.
You give me such a wetty.
Her terminology in this slang,
like, kind of made my stomach do a flip flop.
Fucking not gross. It's not like this. Butterflies in my stomach. Oh, I would love for somebody to tell me that you give me a wetty.
They're doing it. She's got a wetty in me.
Yeah, he's got a wetty, and he put it in her wetty. Ew. And so then he's going to be, a 16-year-old humping for the first time. So he's going to be like, hey, this feels, oh, fucking shit. Oh, my God. I'm like,
oh, there's a bunch of rats. You scared? I thought boys like you. So animals come around every time she gets crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't understand that part. Hopefully they explain it.
She just de-pantsed the emo guy. Nice hardware ace. Get it?
Ace yeah. Hardware? Yeah. Nice hardware ace. That'll go in my wedding. Could you imagine being like a teen in a movie, or even in your early 20s, playing a teen
and have to do like
some sort of sex scene?
Oh, he got skeeled. Oh, she stab him?
She's like torturing him.
Oh, she broke his hand. Ugh, there's blood coming through her ceiling.
Wait.
What the fuck? Oh, she's
Are they like connect? Oh, they're connected somehow. Oh, God.
Oh, did she bite her on the neck?
Yeah, she did something.
Maybe she like slightly bit her on the neck and
so. No, because there was a mark on her neck when she was done.
She's eating another one.
She likes to eat bellies. Maybe she's somehow connected to.
He's dead. She's drinking his blood from his body, Michael.
Ew. She's drinking it like you drink soup.
You drink soup like that with your hands, Michael?
Like, you know, like you like slurp soup. She's slurping blood from his gut cavity.
She just banged and ran.
Yeah, could you imagine?
Banged and ran.
Could you imagine you're this kid and you were like fucking going to town, really fucking pounding it out. And then she starts crying and probably says nothing and then just gets in her car and bails. Eh. That would suck.
Would it?
Especially since she took her glasses off and revealed that she's actually pretty.
Oh my God, Michael.
Up until then, he thought his girlfriend was probably some uggo bitch.
Shut up, Michael.
Oh God.
Is that her?
Yeah.
Whoa. Did she just hit her?
No. She something.
Hallucinating.
Yeah. Of course this nerd would drive a Kia Rio. Like the old ones that look like little jelly beans.
Kias have really come up.
Yeah. Remember when cars, there's like that like jelly bean phase where like a lot of them look like jelly beans?
Yeah.
Like too many. Like look at that. That looks a little like a cartoon.
What was it? Geo something.
Yeah. And then there was some other, like even Sebring's looked like.
Everything was kind of like bubble shaped.
Yeah. Everything was like overly round.
Something happened to a mother.
It's weird. Her mom has night terrors, too, she was saying.
Why isn't she looking for her mom? Oh, does she know that she's not there?
Maybe. So now they're going to do something and reveal. Oh, maybe that band turned her into that.
That's what I said earlier.
But then maybe not, because maybe she killed everyone. She didn't kill anyone in the band, because the band's performing.
We don't know what happened to the band.
No, we do know that the band is out there, because they are, they're doing like a support concert or something. Because one of their songs became their unofficial anthem. Remember that was the thing? Anytime there was a tragedy, they were like, we need to find a song to be the unofficial anthem. Of course. She's going to kiss her.
Oh, I think we're going to find out.
This is a big ol', you know that this was like a scene.
That everyone wanted to watch.
Yep. It's called Jennifer's Body. She's making
out
with two hotties making out. And you just know that at some point you feel like you're going to see. Do it.
Tongue.
There it is.
Tongues. touch
there it is. There it is. Oh, geez.
She's going back for more.
Yeah, because there's a connection. They're clearly connected somehow. Man, Seyfried is really...
I told you, I thought she was kind of obsessed with... She was acting like she was obsessed with...
They're just doing their typical girl slumber party, just fucking...
Mucking out.
Sword fighting, tongue fucking each other's mouths. Oh my god.
They got Satan stuff in their van. Are
you guys racist? Oh, this makes their conversation in the beginning seem more relevant.
About the virgin stuff.
Yes, I'm a virgin. So maybe they... So they had like a bunch of occult books and like witchcraft books in their van. So maybe they are trying to start something as opposed to being something.
They're tying her up.
Oh, it's probably like some sort of offer, like to become famous. And that's why their song is becoming such a hit.
Ding, ding, ding. Adam Brody is evil. Don't fall for his mascara. They're sacrificing her body, Michael.
Oh, so she was saying that they're literal Satanists. See? Adam Brody, always a little quirky and, like, comedic.
I like the other guy, Adrian Brody.
From The Pianist?
Are they related?
No. You're falling into the same trap that I fell into with the 50. Perry brothers.
Oh, another Aries a-hole. April 14th. Why are there so many Aries a-holes? Oh my god. Are they really singing this? Oh, you stabbed her.
Yeah. He's literally slamming this into her belly. Maybe that's why she eats everybody's belly.
Hmm. Yeah, someone was talking about, they're like, how is it that I pay for premium Spotify, so that means no commercials,
mm-hmm.
and yet I'm listening to podcasts on Spotify, and there's commercials.
I thought the same thing. I was like, that's weird. You would think that it's not, but I think, because clearly the podcasts fall under
Google Podcasts is going away, by the way.
Oh, really?
Did you know that?
Nope.
Something just popped up. I didn't know that. Because I use Google Podcasts to access all of my, like, I have my queue of podcasts that I listen to.
Uh-huh.
Because I follow a bunch of different ones.
Right.
And now it's like you have to go to, they're telling you to go to, like, YouTube Music access them.
That's probably,
or again, go to, like, wherever they post. It's kind of a nightmare. So I got to figure that out because that's going to change by the end of next month.
Oh, that makes sense because Google owns YouTube, so that's what they're...
Oh, she lived?
Yeah, so she was saying that something happened down there, and like she thought that she should have died, but she didn't. But they also killed her near that whirlpool they were talking about,
uh-huh.
that goes to nowhere.
Yeah.
And so that's where they threw the knife. Oh.
Oh.
That's weird.
He totally survived the fire.
Thought he got crushed, but I guess it just fell in front of him to make it seem like he got crushed.
Uh-oh. Her first victim. Oh, God, she just stabbed herself.
Uh-huh. They used to play boyfriend, girlfriend. That's why they were making out. Who do you think played the boyfriend? Probably the nerd with the fucking glasses. Butt crack.
Oh, butt crack.
Well, I guess more like butt cleavage.
She just jumped.
Remember when butt cleavage was... Remember when they were trying to make butt cleavage a thing?
I just saw something recently where someone's ass crack, top of their ass crack.
But that was like, no, remember they specifically were like manufacturing jeans.
Yeah.
And they had like holes in it up top so that like you just see a bit of butt crack. I'm glad that trend never really, as much as I love the football butts. Player?
Oh, Colin. The emo kid's funeral.
Yeah.
Everyone's dying. How we live.
Look at that turquoise head nerd.
How we die. Michael. It's how we die. A bunch of sad teenagers.
She's gonna kill. Well, no, because there's a Jennifer body too.
What?
There I is. I think so. But I don't think it's Megan Fox. I think it's like, you know, one of those,
it's not
like
worth watching if the original people aren't in it.
So I think it's somebody that looks like Megan Fox
on the occult.
I wonder if
yikes.
So I wonder if something like went wrong because she wasn't a virgin. Or maybe she was actually a virgin, but she was lying. She lies to her friend about being a virgin. Was it, what movie is that from? Isn't there that one where like the one girl's acting like she's like fucking everybody and their brother, but it turns out she ain't fucking no one? What was that from? This guy, you know what? This guy is like the definition of like faced blindness. You know what I mean? Like he has such like, there's literally nothing defining in his look or his feature. Like you could probably meet him and then 20 minutes later walk down the street and not even recognize him. He's got a blank face.
Yeah. Only sent, not just some girl I made love to
for 4 minutes.
No teenager talks like
that. Yeah. Okay. For four minute bang sesh, dude. Cat. I swear to fucking Christ.
What is your deal? Leave her be. That's her domain.
She goes over there. She's, and first she tries to push my stuff off the counter. Relax. And then now she's got to lay
Michael,
all over it.
You ever seen cats before? That's what they do. If there's a surface, they will knock stuff off of it.
Oh, so she
isn't. Lied about being a virgin. Oh, she's going to go ham at the dance.
Yeah, but can she, like, if she overeats, does it, like, prolong her for longer? You know what I mean? Like, or does it, like, if she's full, then it's just, you're done. Like, one and done.
God dang dance, she said. He's going to go bang someone real fast. They always do.
That's what high school boys do. He's going to find
another body. He's going to find another body, Michael.
Shush!
Remember this song?
I've never heard this song in my entire life.
What? Isn't this Florence and the Machine?
Oh, he sounds like it.
Everyone's getting ready for the dance. Are we going to dance at the dance? I just want to dance.
Oh my God, look at her hair. Jesus.
Holy eyeshadow. Whoa.
What is this?
Is that her boyfriend?
Yeah.
Holy tidy grays.
Like really tall. What high schooler owns a robe? Oh my God. Look at this insane dress. Look at this.
Oh my God. Pink puffy sleeve nightmare.
If she feeds on more all at once, she stays healthier longer. Why is this guy walking alone? What is he wearing around his neck?
Remember those ugly little scarves that you guys used to wear?
I didn't wear ugly emo scarves. I didn't wear those.
A little bit. Wasn't this the time of Harry Potter? Kind of Harry Potter-esque.
Maybe. Scarf? Oh, maybe it's like an 80s party or something?
Not her.
Why do I feel like she's going to end up using that teacher's
hook
to kill her?
Uh-oh, her boyfriend's going to get it.
Yep. The scarf is not doing anything.
It was for fashion, Michael. Uh-oh.
Maybe he's immune to her shit. Maybe he's immune to her shit because he fucked what's-her-face. And they're connect, and she's kind of connected somehow. You know what I mean? Like, since she can't hurt her, she doesn't want to hurt her.
We have to have sex.
Yeah, exactly.
And then she'll be better. Don't fall for it.
Yeah, I feel like Chip seems like a type of guy that wouldn't, but he also might.
Don't fall for it. Uh-oh. It's all going down with that stupid band. Uh-oh.
Chip.
Low
Oh, I bet they're going to freak out when they see that she's still alive. Is this place
going to catch on fire? They're going to start a fire in here?
Maybe, but no, like they're super famous now.
Wow, did they get more good looking? How's that possible?
I think you just think they got good looking because you have terrible taste.
Yeah, right.
You think some weirdos look good.
Always.
Oh, crazy. Chip was in that movie Whiplash with J.K. Simmons.
Ugh. God, is he really this dumb? Of course.
Chip, you idiot.
Yeah. Typical.
Uh-oh. She's connected, so she knows what's happening. She's going to save Chip's life.
I don't know.
Maybe. Well, no, because she's connected. She knows. But that's the thing that I still don't understand. Like, that she is connected to her because she cleaned up the sludge or something? No. She's not a very strong runner. I guess you can't really run in that dress or those heels. Oh, she's going to the pool? Ugh. Hopeless. That's like the name of the game.
That's how you get a fucking brain-eating bacteria.
Yeah,
that water is like
swims
stagnant.
Into your pee hole.
I mean, did you hear about that story? It was like a TikToker that was like, dare me to jump into this pool. And it was like a pool that was like green and full of like bacteria and like algae or whatever. And then he's like a vegetable now because he got some sort of like bacteria in his brain. And it was like eating his, like he's not able to speak or anything. He's all fucked. It's disgusting. God, he's so dumb. How dare you, sir? Your girlfriend's best friend.
She's a hottie.
And you fell for it so easy. Like, really?
Yeah, but when you're in high school, stupid. When you're in high school and a hottie, look at this guy. This guy is a faceless.
Now he's in the bacteria water.
Yep. I mean, if she doesn't kill him, whatever disgusting algae in there will.
She took her shoes off.
Oh, she's going to be... He is going to die. And then she's going to get framed for the murder. What? The reason why she hasn't eaten him is because she's going to kill him and make it look like...
Oh, Needy did it?
Yeah. Don't stop running.
That's her corsage.
Yeah.
What is that?
Damn. Look at this terrible green screen.
Yeah, that is pretty bad. Look how she's running.
She's
too.
Running awfully bad.
Shit.
Oh, geez. Talk about committing to it.
Yeah. She's so close.
She's going to get there in
Will
the body.
She make it in time? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Too late. So now he's a fucking... Oh, no.
He's a demon.
You dumbass.
Again, like, you're in this disgusting bacteria water, dude.
Get out of the
Pepper
fucking...
spray. Give me a break. What's that going to do?
She threw up that sludge.
See, her body can only take blood, not anything else.
Oh, shit. He stabbed her with the pool thing.
Yeah, but she's eaten, so she's indestructible.
Oh, that's right.
Now he dies.
She didn't eat a lot. She just spit him.
Well, no, she'll just pull it out and then heal. Oh, God. They really, like, went out of their way to try to make Amanda Seyfried look not good. They have this, like, weird black goo that, like, dripped down her face and, like, it stained, like, a mustache on her. But Chip's dead.
Well, he deserves it for believing that biatch.
Yeah, that's what you get for not believing your girlfriend when she needs to break up with you for
being
a very specific
reason. Quick to make out
very
with
specific
her whore
reason.
Best friend. Rude. You're gonna be sorry, loser. Is he barfing up sludge? Nope, not yet.
Don't let those be your last words. You look totally hot in that truck.
And he's dead. And she's gonna, you think she's getting accused of it?
Yeah. What, I mean, what's she gonna say?
I guess.
You know? What's her face is
going
to be gone?
They're going to think that she's loco cabeza because that other girl's probably like, she stabbed me and she...
Yeah, it'll be interesting what the story is.
Butt squeeze. Oh my God.
The gazelle. Ugh, the fact that it's also like Fallout Boy posters. I feel like all that shitty music in the early 2000s was also the same shitty movie genre because they were just like, let's put all this music in these movies. And this movie just feels like music videos for these songs. Remember also in like the early 2000s, like Fight Club, when like that weird, like rave music, was like, rave music was anything like Fight Club, you know?
Amanda Seyfried is kicking her friend's ass.
Oh, cause that's why she's going to go to jail.
Oh, no. She got bit.
Oh, shit. It's for cutting boxes. Which I assume that she was going to allude to. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Is this going to be some weird, like, pseudo sex in the air fight? They're like floating above her bed.
Floating above
the bed. Floating above the bed.
Making out.
Trying to kill each other. And she keeps trying to.
Not the BFF necklace. Shit. She ripped it off.
Oh, that's why they were connected?
Oh.
Oh, because she drank her blood. Right? When they were little kids.
That's right, yeah.
But I don't understand why she would all of a sudden just die because of the... There's a lot of, like... This movie's a little weird.
Her parents are going to see her stabbing her daughter.
Oh, God. The blood's literally squirting.
Oh, did she die?
Yeah. You saw the color return to her face. The demon's gone. So now her body's dead, even though her eyelash is still moving.
And she's caught.
Try explaining that. Something's going to happen and she'll eventually come back to life. She's going to do something. Her eyes are going to like pop open or something. So because she's in prison, she doesn't need glasses. So she's
part demon.
So she needs
blood.
Why doesn't
she break out of the prison?
So she can fly.
Like she could be doing more to get out of there.
Maybe she doesn't want to get out of there. Maybe she is going to get out of there.
Well, look at that. And bunny
My
slippers.
My God, of course, bunny slippers.
You can take the girl out of the glasses, but...
And, oh my God, if it's a human-shaped... Okay, I was about to say, if she just walked through it, it's like a human-shaped hole. I have a feeling that what's her face isn't dead.
Oh, is that the knife that they used on Jennifer?
Yeah.
Jennifer's body?
That's enough.
Michael.
I wonder if that knife will have some sort of meaning. Who is that guy? That guy is somebody.
A creepy old man.
Oh, he played, I think he was in the movie Alien. Oh, he's going to kill them. Remember in the movie Alien?
No.
I think that's who that is.
Yeah, they're playing Hole. I thought they were going to play Jennifer's body in this song. This Hole sings that song.
It's crazy that Chris Pratt has such a small role. It's always funny when
Yeah, I don't even remember seeing him.
Yeah, he was the guy in the
Was he the jock? He wasn't the jock.
No.
He was supposed to be an officer.
At the very end, yeah, at the very end, he was the guy that... Oh, she's going to try and kill these guys. At the very end, or the beginning, he was the guy that was wearing the camo hat.
Camo hat. Oh, yeah. Oh, at the bar.
Yeah.
That was a forgettable role. Wow, these guys really blew up. They're wrecking their hotel room. Eating Skittles. Living the life, Michael.
Mm-hmm. That guy may have been uncredited.
Doing coke. They have moon tattoos. They're killing it. Uh-oh. Did she get him? I think she got him.
What a weird...
There's the boardies, Michael. Wow, remember those camcorders?
Yeah.
I want one of those. I remember
that. What
song.
A weird, like, finale to a movie in the credit sequence. We're like, well, we really can't.
Oh, you see all the bloody boardies.
That's enough.
In the hotel room. All right. And there you go. I liked it.
I mean, it was, you know, it was a good Hollywood movie. You know, it moved. You know, the story, like, moved. Yeah. There's some confusing stuff,
I
guess.
There's good acting in there.
You know, like, it took a little long to kind of explain what happened to her.
I mean, that's the issue with every movie.
I know. I mean, I don't think it would have hurt the story to for us to see it sooner. Like, there's no point in being like,
I mean,
what's going on?
You knew
right?
That
like, you
she
knew that
was...
Yeah, she was. Yeah, you knew that there's obviously some sort of possession. Like, you knew that the blood wasn't hers. Obviously, she spewed up that purple goo and, you know, ate and was draining bodies and stuff. So it's like, okay, there's no need to hold out on, like, what they did to her and why.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I thought it was going to be like...
Is it more different than what you thought? Or
yeah,
what?
I thought it was going to be more scary.
Oh, well, it's that horror comedy.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. I feel like there wasn't that much, like, horror. You
well,
know what I mean?
Like, fucking horror.
Well, no, but, like, in the sense that, like, they're, like... There's no... Hey, Charles.
No.
Yeah. No, I thought it would have like more like intense buildups. But, you know, the moment she like took a guy out, you knew what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, but you know what I mean? Like, it's like...
I mean, I thought the feel of it was cool. The feel of it was
right.
Spooky.
But
her
acting
was like kind of unsettling, like her character.
Oh, yeah. But I think there's no... Just the idea of like the suspense of...
I thought it was
things.
Pretty suspenseful.
No, I thought it
like,
could have been
whole,
more...
Like the whole... issue of like her getting in the van and then her explaining
well,
it
the,
later,
well, the,
like,
well the van stuff yeah and then after that it just kind of like I don't know
I thought it was good. I give it a 3.
No, I'd give it a 3 as well. I think that there's it was like overall just a good watch.
Yeah,
you know,
done really well.
And I think again, yeah, like
the, it made a killing at the box
and
office.
Like the you know, again, the actors were good in it.
Yeah.
And Amanda Seyfried, like, really kind of sold. I think she was, like, really good. Like, had they not cast a good
yeah,
actor in that.
She's good at playing Mousy.
Right. It, like, they would have, if somebody wasn't, as, like, strong of a actor that could, like, she carried it.
Yeah.
Because even though it's, like, called Jennifer's Body, it's, like, she's the one that's driving the whole plot of figuring this stuff out. Yeah. And, you know, had she not been that, had they cast that wrong, it wouldn't have been, I think, I don't think it would have moved as smoothly.
No. No, the people that were in it were like the best people to be in it.
Yeah. Even faceless Chip.
Even forgettable Chris Pratt.
Yeah, exactly. Forgettable Chris Pratt, like beardless, baby faced.
Pudgy.
Yeah, exactly.
Mayo.
Exactly. All yeah, right. 3.
Well,
not too bad.
That was a fun ride. Finally saw that one.
Yeah. All right.
That seems like a fun one to go watch during like Halloween at like the New Beverly or something.
Yeah, too. Exactly. Or like that'd be a fun one to watch at Hollywood Forever.
True.
You know.
All right.
All right.
That note,
until next week. Goodbye.
We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
He's already up and ready to go. Because of that other dog. All right, bye.